always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal investigators are recommending a permanent ban on some helicopter flights near Reagan National Airport after January's deadly mid-air collision. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're therefore recommending today that the FAA permanently prohibit operations on helicopter Route 4 between Haynes Point and the Wilson Bridge when runways 15 and 33 are being used for departures and arrivals at DCA.
The House passes a bill to fund federal agencies through September. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
Had the bill not passed, parts of the federal government would have begun shutting down at midnight Friday. Because Republicans have such a slim majority, it wasn't clear if they had enough votes. But in the end, only one Republican voted no, and only one Democrat voted yes. The bill now goes to the Republican-controlled Senate, where approval is expected. The continuing resolution keeps the government funded through September. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A day after insisting that his 25% surcharge on electricity provided to some U.S. customers was going to stay put, Ontario's Premier Doug Ford suspends it. It comes after what he calls a productive conversation with the U.S. Commerce Secretary.
The temperature needs to come down. And I thought this was the right decision. They understand how serious we are about the electricity and the tariffs.
Ukraine is willing to accept a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. In Saudi Arabia, where the discussion has taken place, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz says,
as a result of this positive step forward, the president has decided to lift the pause on aid and on our security assistance to Ukraine going forward.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd points out,
remember, Russia broke two ceasefires already in Ukraine since the conflict started. So it's not just getting them to show up to the table, but getting them to show up in a way where they're actually committed to a lasting ceasefire.
Southwest Airlines is breaking with 54 years of policy as the airline will start to charge passengers for checked bags. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
There was just an investor call with the CEO, Bob Jordan. He gave us a little more insight into what's happening here. And he said that this was really prompted for financial reasons. They are hoping this is going to drive people to sign up for their co-branded credit card. We know that those make a lot of money for the airlines.
Police in Louisiana have arrested two more people who were allegedly involved in the off-campus fraternity hazing death of 20-year-old Southern University student Caleb Wilson last month, bringing the total arrest to three. Baton Rouge police say the two men arrested are charged with criminal hazing, a felony in Louisiana. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with our friends, Family Natural Foods, and in part two, Encourage with Kim Shields. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says
as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns and warmer, highs in the mid-50s, and up into the low 60s and partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Near 70 Friday with showers and storms late and breezy.
Currently, it's 37.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up Wednesday morning, a preview of our live Supreme Court event, the stakes of the election in terms of education, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Your head bobbing? Our heads are bobbing. You should watch us. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or check out at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces, because you're probably not going to want to see my stumped face, my dull face, during this half hour of our brand new segment called Ask Maggie. You're going to find it here every Friday at 3 p.m. You get to ask me basically anything you want. I only have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer, as determined by my amazing friends in this endeavor helping me out today, my producer Jamie, Corey on the boards. Thanks, guys, so much for helping today.
Well, we are so excited to be starting this new segment. We've had some really good questions, too, I have to tell you. And for anybody who wants to get in on this at any point, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. Okay, so that's where you got to text. We curate this list, and it's a good list of stuff.
Is it weird that I'm nervous? I mean, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
I don't think so. I mean, like, have you drank enough? Are you hydrated?
Am I hydrated? Maybe I should actually, like, crack open an adult beverage. Maybe that would help more. Maybe next Friday we'll do it with an adult beverage.
Dab the brow.
You know, sponsorships, yes, sponsorships wanted. I am a good fan of the hard seltzers, everybody. That is my jam.
You're just scared that I'm on the buzzer.
This... Also true. Yes, also true. Well, when you all... Oh, I also wanted to ask this. Corey, a little birdie told me that you do...
That'd be me.
A heck of a Louis Anderson impersonation. Let's see what we're going
to... I have to preface
give
this...
Give us an impersonation.
I have to say I had no idea what a game show person that you were, Maggie, until you and I started working together. You have no idea how many old, I mean, like 70s, 80s episodes of game shows we watch at our house. So this is...
Match Game, Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, love that
all
stuff.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
I mean, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
Are you DVRing the 1970s version of Jeopardy?
If it was on my cable package, I would completely do that because Alex... First of all, I have gone down complete rabbit holes watching Alex Trebek outtakes from like way back in the day, the F-bomb dropping. And it's so weird to watch Alex Trebek drop an F-bomb in an outtake. It's just fabulous. But this would explain your love, Corey, of Louis Anderson. He was quite the game show host.
He was on Family Feud was the host there. And can't remember if he was after Richard Karn or before Richard Karn, but somewhere.
I think it was before.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was just the best. Yeah. I mean, you had Dawson.
Yeah.
And then you had Louis Anderson, in my opinion.
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, Dawson would get in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
for-
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the guy that ran, that hosted with the tiny mic before Drew Carey. What's that guy's name?
Bob Barker. Bob Barker.
Bob Barker would also be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Of trouble. Well, here's my tease, Corey. You're going to hit me with some Louis Anderson, and I'm going to give you my one Steve Harvey line. Okay? I mean, like...
Okay.
That's fair, right? Like, I will embarrass myself,
I'm just
and so will you.
I'm going to just sit and watch, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Corey's going first, I'll get it out of the way.
All right.
So, yummy bacon!
Do it again. I want to hear the bacon bit again.
Show me bacon.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Not up there.
Let me tell you, we are a life. We are a ball of fire at your next cocktail party. That is us.
I can't wait. Listen, nerds of the world, unite. We are in communion together today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, you are hearing the amazing voices of my producing partner, Jamie, and the guy running the board today, Corey. All right. Well, every good turn deserves another. I'm your host, Steve Harvey. That's what I got for you. I love me some Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's fantastic.
So funny. Everybody loves Steve. I love the ladies loving Steve. I mean, it's just all goodness. But yeah, Louis Anderson, very good. Folks, we're talking about game shows because we got a little bit of a gamification of the Maggie Dawn Show going on this afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, so we're playing our first inaugural Go At Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, and literally anything goes, I am an open book. And I will dump my brain out best I can. And I only get 30 or 60 seconds to answer. You can help participate, make this segment amazing by emailing your questions and thoughts to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Have I avoided this for long enough now, Jamie?
Are you ready?
Yeah, quit stalling.
Are you ready? All right, deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right. Corey, I think let's do a 60-second bet this time. Let's give her 60 because this is a little bit of a detailed question, okay?
Now, do I start this after the question?
Yeah, start it after.
Okay.
All right?
For gosh sakes, you start it after the question.
I'm so sweaty. I don't know what to do.
Some of these are a little long and detailed, okay, so you got to let us build up, all right? So Andrew from Maine texted in, right? And Andrew's one of our listeners on the stream and always texts the app, so thank you for that. He wants to know if the president owns a social media platform and that platform restricts posts, like blocks users, deletes posts, deletes accounts, so on and so on. Could that be considered a violation of the First Amendment since the president is clearly an agent of the government? He says, even if the president themselves is not taking the action, but they are a majority owner of that platform. All right, go.
First of all, great question, Andrew. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer that works in government because, indeed, this was a question that I had to answer in my former life as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel. Now, there was just a Supreme Court case on this past year, but up until that case, basically, the question hinged on whether or not the elected official was posting and engaging on that social media platform in their, quote, official capacity. How the heck would you be able to tell? You may be asking. You would figure that out by basically looking at what they're communicating. Is it about their government functions, about their positions, about the policies that they're advocating for? If so, it's a public forum. And no, you could not block users or delete comments because the First Amendment prohibits government actors from inhibiting speech in that way, especially based on content. Holy cow!
10 seconds.
That was... Oh my gosh.
Ten seconds.
Okay. The Supreme Court has now decided that if you are speaking... You have to have the authority to speak and exercise that authority. That was the case this past March.
That was impressive. Look at you.
Great question, Andrew.
I know it was good. I said, did you have something to dab the brow with? Because I knew this. Yeah, right? Like, it gets
sweating.
A little tense. It's a little
very
tense.
Very tense. It's exciting, though. I like the I don't know who picked the, like, jammy background music, but I like it.
I think it was Aaron Z.
It was Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, thank you very much for that.
Mr. Zommers. Okay, so the bing towards the end is bring the horses into the barn.
Ten seconds. Yeah. All right. Okay. You can tell this is a new segment. We're still working out the details.
You know, we did have a rehearsal, people. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did.
We tried.
Can I also give John... So John from Milwaukee just gave us a snarky question on the text line, and I just want to do this one because, John, come on, man.
Okay, I'm only going to give it 30 seconds. Seconds then. So okay. Here
oh,
we go.
I love it. All right. Somebody read the question.
Okay, let me
from
get
John,
over there. Let
it.
Me get over there.
Unless she's got it.
And all then, right. All right. I okay. got it. I got it. Right. Here we go.
Jamie's got it.
All right. Why are you so angry all the time, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, John from Milwaukee. First of all, do I sound angry now, sir? Do we sound like we're angry? I don't think we do. But John, my three whys are: I hate bullies, I demand that people tell the truth, and my third thing is I want it to work better, more efficiently for everybody. And when those three rules are getting broken, I get mad.
Wow. In under the buzzer.
Under the buzzer.
Wow. Is it going to flip sometime?
Right here.
There we go.
Oh, there
right.
we go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the feud, is that the feud?
Yes.
That's the feud buzzing.
Yep.
I feel like a Louis Anderson needs to come back here at any moment. Like any moment, I feel like he needs to come back. All right.
He might.
We're just going to have to get a cut of Corey doing
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
Right? Like
at some point.
Clearly. I'm never doing Steve Harvey again, by the way, because I don't want to tick Steve Harvey off. Like, Steve, if you're out there, and you liked the impersonation, like, come on the show. By all means, we'll have a good discussion about the feud and yes. all of your many endeavors.
Yes.
He's an incredible radio host.
He is. He's a
very talented man.
Little success for Steve Harvey over the
yeah,
years.
Just a wee bit. Right?
It's not just the feud, people. He's done a few it's other things, too.
Yes. Was he one of the original kings of comedy?
Ah, Corey Hartman, this would be more of a question for you. I'll do a dive into that.
A little trivia. Ask me that question because I don't
know.
No,
I won't.
It,
I promise. We don't have anything about Steve Harvey. Although, if you really want to hear Maggie do her impression again at some point, you could text us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and that could be part of the questions once again here on Ask Maggie.
I didn't know it was a request show.
If you phrase it in the form of a question, she said she'll answer anything. She'll answer anything.
Basically. All right. Cam from Appleton pointing out on the text line that Steve Harvey's got a damn fine mustache.
This is true.
It's the mustache of all mustaches.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time for at least one more.
Are you ready for another? All right.
I hope so. Let me dab my brow.
Okay. All right. Okay. This one's a little bit more detailed. So let's give her 60 on this one as well. Because Sarah from Wauwatosa wants to know, Maggie Dawn, why do nearly half of the eligible voters, I can get words out today, not vote?
Gosh, 60 seconds, Sarah,
I know.
For Wauwatosa? I'm going to go back to people feel like they're getting screwed, that the system doesn't work for them, that the fix is in. It leads to disengagement. That is why money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. We got to stop the corruption. We don't want billionaire overlords. We don't want more tax cuts for billionaires. We want government to work well, more efficiently, more effectively for most of us. And by most of us, I mean working people. Yeah, unless you got 50 mil or more in the bank, it needs to work better for us. So no more tax cuts for billionaires. Let's oppose from the ground up, grassroots here, Trump's tax cuts 2.0, which is basically just more giveaways to billionaires and the richest corporations in the world. I think that is predominantly why people don't vote. Shoo! I finished early!
You did!
The little early
again.
Warning bell ding. Who knew?
See, she does know when to end for anybody who thinks she doesn't. I think
no, I'm always slamming into the brakes.
It's because you don't normally, I mean, we have time here.
Well,
but
that's because you have Wheel of Producers right now. So,
yes,
this is true.
Wheel of
Producers.
And by the way, Steve on the text line today says that Steve Harvey was part of the Kings of Comedy. And I'm looking it up right now. It looks like Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah,
some guy I don't know. I'd have to look up his name. And then Steve Harvey also in this photo.
And then like DL, right? He became one of the next gen, the 2.0 kids.
I think so.
More coming up after the break.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, You'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're having so much fun. We don't know what time it is here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm being helped out by my two good friends and partners today, my producer, Jamie, and we got Corey on the board for this very first inaugural Ask Maggie segment. You can join the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or by emailing us your questions so they can get in the hopper for next week's episode. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 3 p.m. That email again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for listening, my friend. Jamie, I think we got a couple more questions for me.
We do. I just want to quickly point out, because I know this is one of our shorter segments, that this is a way better inauguration of anything than we had a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to point
just
that
saying.
Out. That's right. Just saying. All right. So let's give you a little bit more of a fun one. All right. This one comes from Patty, who listens on WMDX. She texts in from the Sauk County area. She wants to know, Maggie Dawn, 30 seconds for this one, Corey, if you weren't already an awesome radio host and already an incredible attorney, what would your dream job be, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. So in Bizarro World, what is Bizarro World Maggie doing? I was one of those kids that wished I could stay in school forever and sort of indulge like every curiosity that I had. I thought for a while I wanted to be a professional violinist. Then I figured out that violinists were very temperamental. Okay, but what would I really do? I would be a writer. I love writing. Or an editor. I love editing other people's stuff even more. Get me my red pen.
Every time I talk to you, I find out about all these skills that you have. This is going to be a really highlighting segment for me, too, every Friday.
A revealing look.
I learned today, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little later on. Like, you were a rugby player and stuff. I mean, our pairing just kind of came to be. So I'm learning something every day about you. This is exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well,
I love doing this with you.
It's super fun. Do we want to try to get in another question here? What is our time limit? All right, Corey Hartman.
Oh, yeah, okay. we got time.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. She's going to need 60 for this one, Corey. This comes from Jeff, who is listening in the Rhinelander area. He He says, should it concern us that Elon Musk is already using X to talk about Wisconsin's Supreme Court race?
Oh, say it ain't so, Jeff. Elon, just go away. Yeah, it should concern us. The man controls the flow of information on one of the world's most premier communication platforms. But listen, let's be honest. Sleazy Brad Schimmel, the shill, the shameless Brad Schimmel, I think we're going to talk about him on this network way more than Musk is going to talk about Wisconsin on X. And, of course, a fabulous candidate from the left end of the spectrum, Judge Susan Crawford, we had on the show earlier this week. It was fantastic to talk with her. We're going to have her back. Worried about it? Here's how you defeat bad speech with good speech and lots more of it. And that is what we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, done early, too.
I love it. I love
it. Crushing it.
I know. No, that was great. That was a great answer. I want to give Troy, who's listening over in the Mount Horeb area, a little shout out here. He's texting in as this segment goes on. He's loving what he's hearing. So thank you. Is he the only one? Hopefully he's not the only one.
Hopefully you all are liking it, too.
We're having a blast.
Yeah. Can we give Dick from Madison some love? He's one of our most regular listeners and callers. I think he had a question for me as well.
All right. Do I have that? I
got
to find
Corey,
it.
Corey, you want to answer?
Oh, you've got
question?
It. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there was a year where the Brewers hit 13-0 on a holiday to start the season. They went 13-0 and it landed on a holiday. What holiday was that?
How much time are you giving her?
Like 30.
Okay.
So I believe it was the 1983 season where the Brewers started out their season and went 13-0. So opening days are, generally speaking, at the very end of March or early April. 13 games, a little bit over 2 weeks. What holiday is at the end of April? I don't know, Dick. Gosh, tell me. Inquiring minds, I'm going to have to Google it the break.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm buzzing in right there. The Brewers got off to a scorching start in 1987.
Okay. 87. Oh, gosh. I'm embarrassing myself for all I talk about how much of a Brewers fan I am. Okay, it was 87.
And
what was the holiday?
Are you still parsing
that's
through that?
That's a great question. That's not up there.
Can you do Louis?
It might have been tax day.
Show me tax day.
There we go.
No.
A brand new car. I mean, yeah, that it was neither Louis Anderson nor Steve Harvey folks. It's just
it was Steve Harvey doing Louis Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
I should have known that, right? Because of the George Webb burger giveaway. And I was old enough to go to it and sentiently remember it, which I'm not sure would have happened in 83 because I still would have been about knee high to a grasshopper. I was old enough to remember Stan. I mean, listen, folks, I love the fact that Wisconsinites, if there is a deal on some eats, we will line up and wait in the stinking freezing cold or for whatever number of hours to get our free George Webb hamburger. I think I went with my best friend, Gretchen, who lived across the street from me, who introduced me to the Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think we waited in line for like 3.5 hours to get a stinking George Webb free hamburger. Oy vey.
Sometimes it's worth it, though, right?
Listen, there's still a George Webb in downtown Milwaukee. I'll hit that joint up every once in a while and get a burger and a cup of coffee. Sometimes after I've had a couple of adult beverages. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, plus that goes well with an adult beverage, let's be honest. I mean,
there's several ways
you could pair that together and be totally okay in that answer. Totally okay.
Yeah, indeed. I also want to answer, Dick asked, was there a brewer I had a crush on back in the 80s? And I'm. This is so averagey of me. And usually, at least I like to think of myself as not so average. But I had a huge, massive crush on Robin Yount. I mean, who didn't back in the 80s? He was freaking adorable. I even buy the Robinade every once in a while. That's going to do it for this first go-round at Ask Maggie.
Yay.
You can participate, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. When we come back, what's good, local, and overlooked with Terry Bai. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. After January's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport, feds recommend a permanent ban on some helicopter flights when certain runways are in use. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
75 feet is very close. That is far too close of a proximity. We have stated it's an intolerable risk to aviation safety.
The House sends to the Senate a bill that would fund the government through September, averting a partial shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian says President Trump had a hand in getting it passed.
He endorsed this bill. He met with members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus who don't always support these types of short-term funding bills.
Relief for some U.S. power customers as Ontario's premier pulls the plug on his 25% electricity surcharge. This after Doug Ford spoke with the U.S. Commerce Secretary.
With any negotiation that we have, there's a point that both parties are heated and the temperature needs to come down.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show, I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season two, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns and warmer. Highs in the mid-50s and up into the low 60s and partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Near 70 Friday with showers and storms late and breezy.
Currently, it's 37.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zaltiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, listen to Maggie break down the constitutional norms.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie Dawn. On January 27th, 1838, a 28-year-old Abraham Lincoln rose before the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, to make a speech that he called The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions. If destruction be our lot, he said, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. He was concerned about lawlessness in the country as men began to ignore the rule of law and act on their passions, imposing their will, their preferences on neighbors through violence. He pointed to two events which had just happened then. The lynching of a free black man, Francis McIntosh, in St. Louis, Missouri, and the murder of a white abolitionist editor, Elijah P. Lovejoy, by a pro-slavery mob in Alton, Illinois. But the problem of lawlessness, he said, wasn't limited to those individual instances. A public practice of ignoring the law had eventually broken down all guardrails. While the lawbreakers went unpunished and became convinced that they were entitled to act without constraint, without any fear of punishment, quote, having ever regarded government as their deadliest bane, Lincoln said, they made a jubilee of the suspension of its operations and pray for nothing so much as its total annihilation. As the patriots of 76 did to support the Declaration of Independence, so too the support of the Constitution and laws. Let every American pledge his life, his property, his sacred honor. Let reverence for the laws become the political religion of the nation. And let the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the grave and the gay, of all sexes and tongues and colors and conditions, sacrifice unceasingly upon its altars. And Lincoln warned that the very success of the American Republic threatened its continuation. Quote, men of ambition and talents could no longer make their name by building the nation, since that glory had already been won. Their ambition could not be served by simply preserving what those before them had created. So they sought to seek distinction through the nation's destruction. For such a man, Lincoln said, quote, distinction will be his paramount object. And although he would as willingly, perhaps more so, acquire it by doing good as harm, yet that opportunity being passed, and nothing left to be done in the way of building up, he would set boldly to the task of pulling down. And with no dangerous foreign power to turn people's passions against, people would turn from the project of establishing and maintaining civil and religious liberty and would instead, Lincoln predicted, turn against each other. He reminded his audience then that the torch of American democracy had been passed to them, that the founders had used their passions to create a system of laws, but that the time for passion had passed, lest it tear the nation apart. He asked the next generation to support democracy through sober reason, and he called for Americans to exercise, quote, general intelligence, sound morality, and in particular, a reverence for the Constitution and laws. Upon these, let the proud fabric of freedom rest as the rock of its basis. And as truly as has been said of the only greater institution, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This became known as the Lyceum Address, and it is one of the earliest speeches that Lincoln gave that has been preserved. And it really established his political career. That fundamental message that the law has to prevail over individual passions and political preferences speaks exactly to the moment that we find ourselves in today. With credit to Heather Cox Richardson, a historian that I've had on the show a number of times, that was her work pulling that together, as well as, of course, Lincoln's own words. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid had this to say about Donald Trump's firing of career federal prosecutors who dared to try to hold the most powerful man in this country accountable for his actions, including the actions that he took after he left the Oval Office when he stole our nation's secrets. Here's what Barbara McQuaid said of Donald Trump's firing of these career prosecutors last night. Prosecutors did nothing wrong in bringing obstruction cases just because the Supreme Court subsequently interpreted the Constitution to prohibit that, despite no such limitation in the Constitution's text. By assigning supervisors to conduct an internal investigation, which has just been announced last night, they're going to actually conduct a witch hunt. Donald Trump creates an impression of misconduct by these prosecutors. Trump and his allies often complain about witch hunts. This is what a witch hunt really looks like. That from Barbara McQuaid. Here is what I fear. That now we will have to call this a witch hunt. Now we will have to talk about political prosecutions, because I am making the prediction here right now. It is 3:42 p.m. Central Time on January 28th. There will be career prosecutors in the Department of Justice who will end up facing criminal charges because they did their jobs. You think Christopher Wray was an abomination? His case was dismissed. Here we go again. My fear is that we have to call it a witch hunt, that political prosecutions are going to happen. And now the MAGAverse will simply say, see, we were right. But the doctrine of false equivalencies is the fancy word for BS. False equivalency is BS. We watched January 6th with our own eyes. We've heard from officers like Harry Dunn and Danny Hodges, who I've had on my show and did again today. People committed crimes. Jack Smith's report concluded that he would have convicted Donald Trump of crimes had the Supreme Court not waved its magic wand and declared presidents kings. So I want to step back. Here's what we got going on. The National Science Foundation has shut down hundreds of meetings to disperse federal grants. The National Institutes of Health are shutting down research projects, stopped hiring. They have stopped communicating with the public. USAID has put basically everybody on leave. The State Department, God knows, is that shut down? There are hiring freezes across the federal government. Job offers have been rescinded. Loyalty pledges in the form of Explain Your MAGA Awakening now appear on federal job applications. The inspector generals, the independent watchdogs of federal agencies have been fired. The Office of Management and Budget just, you know, stopped all federal spending, I guess. And now, frontline federal prosecutors are being threatened with criminal prosecution. They are being fired for doing their jobs. And don't forget me talking about local law enforcement and Donald Trump's threat to criminally prosecute local law enforcement officers if they do not participate in the violation of people's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights in violation of the 10th Amendment principle of federalism. And Kash Patel, with his enemies list, is about to become the FBI director, the director of the world's largest law enforcement organization. Security details have been pulled from those with whom Donald Trump disagrees, putting their lives in danger. Dr. Fauci, Bill Barr, John Bolton, the list goes on. And Donald Trump just greenlit roving lynch mobs, because as long as it's in Donald Trump's interest, you will be pardoned. When they came for the socialist, I didn't speak because I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the unionist, I didn't speak either because I wasn't a unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. When are they coming for you? This isn't how government works. This isn't how democracies work. And those should be principles and values that transcend any political system of beliefs, whether government should be smaller or bigger, whether we deride the choice of pronouns, whether we believe we've done enough to achieve equality in this nation or not. This is fascism. And he promised it and he delivered it. And Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation and the Billionaire Boys Club authored it, and he's just signing the orders. You deserve better. If you voted for Donald Trump, you deserve better. And if you stayed home, shame on you, but you deserve better. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, you deserve better. We all deserve better than this. This is lawlessness. This is favor trading. This is corruption. And let me tell you, it shouldn't be the case that to serve our country, you have to have the fortitude of Abraham Lincoln or the bank account to defend yourself from a federal investigation. That shouldn't be the litmus test for government service, because what we will do is empty all levels of government from every person who in good faith, without fear or favor, wishes to serve. We will set every level of government back decades by the level of incompetence and self-interest and transactionalism that we're seeing on display, and it is only day 7. Now, I've made a promise to myself and each and every one of you that I will never leave a show without a ray of hope, without a thing to do to make it better. And today is no exception. So while I am heartbroken, having received probably upwards of 50 texts from people across all levels of government, from friends working as lawyers in federal government, afraid for themselves and their families and their livelihood and the future. Yeah, I'm afraid. You may be afraid too. You may be just ticked off. I'm that too. But now is the moment that we stand up. I'm going to give you some hope and an assignment when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Break us, what I can never again. Never, never, never. Never, never give up. No matter how many times somebody tells you it ain't working. Never, never give
don't
up.
Ever give up.
Never give up that fight for which you know to be true and right. That is your solemn duty, obligation, and privilege as an American. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry, I don't light my hair on fire every day, but today it needed to get lit, y'all. For the last hour, I've been talking about the culmination of a whole array of actions Donald Trump has taken. It is lawlessness. And I've stitched it together, but I have made a promise to myself and to each and every one of you that I'm never going to leave a show without giving you something to do to make it better, to never, ever give up. And this stuff's bad. I mean, it's real bad. I barely slept last night. Many of my friends barely slept last night. But I'm going to give us a list of things to do together this week and in these coming weeks and in these coming years. And the first one is to take care of yourself. Being on this show with all of you is like therapy for me. What's your outlet? Maybe it's calling in. Maybe it's texting Bill from Green Bay, Carrie from Tulsa, Tom from Jackson, Mark from Prairie du Sac. I appreciate each and every one of you. Cam, of course, from Appleton, Steve in Milwaukee, Mary from Mount Horeb. Sorry, I haven't been able to get to your text today, but I wanted to get this all out there for you all. So take care of yourself. Take a break when you need it. I'm going to have a good meal and hopefully go to bed early tonight because I'm pooped. The second thing is see if you can get a couple people you know that aren't registered to vote and convince them to check in on this next Wisconsin Supreme Court election, April 1st of this year. Just over 60 days from now. April 1st, I think I said it was the 25th. It's April 1st of this year. Now, here's the hard part. Got two easy things. Take care of yourself. Get a couple people registered to vote. Convince them to check in on this next Supreme Court election. Here's the hard part. Sometime this next couple of weeks, I want you to sit down and talk with someone that you very much disagree with about something that you very much feel passionately about. And before you have that conversation, I want you to go online and I want you to read about their perspective, the perspective that you disagree with. I want you to go research it. And I want you to open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. And I want you to try to have a conversation about that thing. And challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a solution for what is going on. And yes, I do think courts will stand up. And most judges will stand up and do the right thing. But that's a small measure of solace. Because the impacts are going to be immediate. And those court cases take forever. But there is a solution. And that is, on a micro level, to enact laws that insulate the Department of Justice and the FBI from political control and power. There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We can start demanding a democracy where the laws that get enacted and the referendums on our ballots actually reflect the things that we think are most important. So go have the tough conversations. Because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations. I'm still not my best at them from time to time, but I keep trying. Heck, if you've been listening to this show, I sometimes try to have them on this show when I hear from my good conservative friends. And I always try to treat people with respect because I truly believe that the vast majority of us know BS when we hear it. We know that what's happening now isn't good for us. And we know the tax cuts for billionaires on top of other already in place tax cut for billionaires ain't good for the middle class. And I'll say this as well. We all know that presidents aren't kings. Now, I'll end with the easiest thing that you possibly can do after you have that tough conversation. In that conversation, I guarantee this person, this friend, this family member, this colleague that you disagree with about something that you're real passionate about is going to say something that you're like, I hear this all the time, or I've never heard that. What the heck is that? Write it down. And then email me that at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And I'll address those questions this coming Friday at 3 o'clock in the new segment, Ask Maggie. Remember, friends, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Progress during talks as Ukrainian officials signal they're open to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia if Russian officials also agree. With that, the Trump administration says it's lifting its pause on military support and intel sharing with Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
We may know more later on this week because Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to go to Russia for talks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio made it clear that the ball is now in Russia's court. He said that if Russia doesn't agree, then, quote, we'll unfortunately know what the impediment to peace is here. Now, on the one hand, Russia has the momentum on the battlefield right now, so it's unlikely to want a ceasefire. On the other hand, Vladimir Putin may not want to anger President Trump.